刚看到知飞老师转了一条关于转基因科普短视频，拍得很不错。
I just saw a post from Jai Fei about a great short video on the topic of genetically modified organisms.
视频号作者坦言不想卷入意识形态的争论。
Video creators are unwilling to get involved in ideological debates.
这让我深有感同。当下，很多议题一旦陷入情绪化的站队，
This makes me deeply empathize with many current issues that once they fall into emotional battles,
就容易模糊了事件本身的客观事实。
This makes it easy to blur the objective facts of the event.
比如最著名的中西医之争，行医问药，先谈立场。
For example, the most famous dispute between traditional Chinese medicine and Western medicine, the order of asking for a diagnosis and treatment.
这个视频提到了前央视主持人崔某元。
This video mentions former CCTV host Qi.
这让我联想到他当年与冯小刚的恩怨。
This reminds me of the old feud between him and Feng Xiaorang.
最近
Recently,
冯小刚的新电影《抓特务》引发了巨大争议。
The new film directed by Feng Xiaorang, Spy, has caused a huge controversy.
他似乎也陷入了姥姥不疼、舅舅不爱的境地。
He seems to be in a situation where he is neglected by his grandmother and uncle.
部分自诩是文明进步人士的网友。
Some self-proclaimed civilized netizens.
这其中就包括了部分的意见领袖。
This includes some opinion leaders.
对这部片子嗤之以鼻。
Ignore this movie.
一方面是对片名本身感到不适
I'm uncomfortable with the title of the film itself.
另一方面则是出于对冯小刚个人的反感
On the other hand, it is due to personal dislike of Feng Xiaorang.
这种情绪化的抵制
This emotional resistance
让很多原本可以客观探讨的空间变得一团浆糊
This makes it difficult to have an objective discussion.
这个群体对冯小刚那无缘无故的恨。
This group has a deep-seated hatred for Feng Xiaorang.
大概率就是崔先生的贡献。
It's probably Mr. Qi's contribution.
昨天，看到朋友万全和发公众号文章。
Yesterday, I saw a post from my friend on WeChat.
推荐抓特务，我第一时间对他勇敢加入叛徒队伍。
Recommend to catch spies or to bravely join the rebel group as soon as possible.
表示了欢迎。
Expressed welcome.
原本打算恶心。
Originally intended to be nauseous.
冯小刚媚俗电影的我，从影院走出来。
Feng Xiaorang walked out of the cinema, still not used to watching movies.
就成了彻头彻尾的叛徒。
He became a complete traitor.
在这些同道里
In these channels,
终于看到了共鸣之声。
Finally saw the voice of resonance.
所以忍不住跟他聊了几句。
So I couldn't help but chat with him.
我想说
I want to say,
如果初心未改
if the original intention remains unchanged,
不妨先去看看电影。
Why not watch a movie first?
别因为一个恶心的片名或是过往的恩怨成见
Don't let a disgusting title or past grudges prevent you from
就轻易否定一部作品，没有调查。
To easily deny a work without investigation,
就没有发言权。
No one has the right to speak.
您可以不喜欢说这句话的那个人。
You can dislike the person who said this.
但在评价这部电影时
When evaluating this movie,
这句话真的很实用。
This is a very practical sentence. Is it?
我是小坡。
I am Zairopo.
闲人。不煲鸡汤。
No nonsense.
只煮苦药。
Only boil bitter medicine.
主业是汽车 NVH 销售工程师。
Main job is automotive NVH sales engineer.
副业经营茶叶网店，生于贵州。
Born in Gizhou.
活在澳门。
Live in Macau.
闲时以茶会友。
In my spare time, I like to drink tea with friends.
一文交心，视频左下角有我的茶叶。
In the video, the tea in the lower left corner is mine.
欢迎下单支持。
Welcome to place an order and support.
谢谢。
Thank you.